From our studios on the campus of Mohawk College in Hamilton, this is CIOI, Mohawk College Radio, C101.5 FM.
This is Cinematic Sound, and you're listening to it here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. This is the show dedicated to the music of film and television, and my name is Eric Woods, and I'm your host. On today's program, we're going to be featuring part two of our four-part tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their re-recordings of film scores, which took place in the late 60s, throughout the 70s, and into the 80s. He recorded music from such classic composers as Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Dmitri Tiomkin, Max Steiner, Mikolas Roja, Bernard Herrmann. He also conducted music from some of our modern-day greats, such as John Williams and Lee Holdridge. On today's program, we're going to be listening to music from composers Eric Wolfgang Korngold, Dmitri Tiomkin, Mikolas Roja, Sir William Walton, Max Steiner, and we're going to hear music from such films as King's Row, music from The Guns of Navarone, The Red Horse, The Thief of Baghdad, Spellbound, Henry V, The Fountainhead, and we're going to be listening to an extended suite of Max Steiner's classic score to Gone with the Wind, which will end off today's program. Now, as I said, this is a four-part series. We had part one for you on our show in September. Part two, of course, is this month, and then we'll feature part three in November and part four in December. Now, during our part one program, we featured a lengthy bio as to who Charles Gerhardt is and why he is so special. We've condensed that bio a little bit, and we're going to read that off for you right now, just so that just in case you don't know who Charles Gerhardt is. Now, Charles Gerhardt actually loved movies and the music written for them. His goal was to record film music in a way that would do full justice to the scores. After much cajoling, Gerhardt was able to convince RCA to give it a try. In 1972, the first LP in the Classic Film Score series was issued, called The Seahawk. However, he was recording, he being Gerhardt, was recording film music for the Reader's Digest CDs. Now, the Seahawk LP featured music of Eric Wolfgang Korngold, the distinguished Viennese classic composer who later came to Hollywood, where he wrote music for many major Warner Brothers films. Always a favorite with Gerhardt, he brings a rare sensitivity to the sweeping romantic lines of the music, as well as some stirring action music for battle scenes and such. For all of the recordings in the series, Gerhardt conducted London's hand-picked National Philharmonic Orchestra, which was basically the best musicians out of the five major orchestras in the UK. George Korngold, the son of the composer, of Eric Wolfgang Korngold, was the producer of this and the remaining recordings in the series. Engineering was done by the legendary Dean of the Craft, Kenneth Wilkinson, and the Seahawk was a brilliant achievement, offering the seldom encountered combination of interpretive insight, magnificent performances, and stunning sonics, qualities that continue throughout the entire series. The Classic Film Score series was an enormous success and eventually consisted of 15 LPs, and which were first recorded in 1972 and lasted about a decade later. Other recordings of Charles Gerhardt's music and re-recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra were made available on the Chesky label, and Verez Saraband Records and Citadel Records released the Lee Holdridge compilation, which was the last recording done by Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Now, to open up today's program, we're going to be listening to music by Eric Wolfgang Korngold and the film The King's Row. Now, this magnificent CD contains the complete score to the 1941 film. It was recorded in 1979 at London's Walthamstow Town Hall and was produced by George Korngold. Engineering, however, was done by Robert Auger, and the CD is definitely an essential for any collection of film music. The only thing that really is the downside to this CD is the fact that they have compiled the music into two very lengthy suites. So therefore, you only get two tracks instead of separating each track, such as the main title and other particular themes in the score, into separate tracks. So if you want to listen to, let's say, the third track, which would be on an LP, you'd have to listen to about, 7 minutes into the first track. The suites are in 23 and 24 minute chunks. So what we've basically done here is taken the best of the best out of these suites and compiled them into a reasonable 15 and a half minute suite featuring the best cues from this score. So we're going to be featuring snippets from suite 1 and suite 2. So you won't get this suite on the actual disc. However, all of these tracks are available on the CD, if that makes any sense. And now here is my edited suite of Eric Wolfgang Korngold's fabulous score to the 1941 film called King's Row with Charles Gerhardt conducting the National Philharmonic Orchestra. And before we start, I want you to really have a listen to the main theme because I think you'll recognize it. Of course, we are talking about maybe an influence on John Williams for a particular theme written in 1977 called Star Wars. I think you'll hear that influence in this theme. And now music from King's Row. folks, they don't write them like that anymore. That is music from Eric Wolfgang Korngold's classic score to the 1941 film called King's Row. That particular suite was recorded by conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra, and the complete score was re-recorded and released on Verez Saraband Records. This is one of Korngold's most sought-after CDs. It is out of print. However, you can find a copy by going to buysoundtracks.com, and you can find it for a reasonable price. It's about $20 American. However, if you're looking for it on an auction site, whether it's through Amazon or eBay, you're going to be paying at least $50, $60, $70 for this disc, and even in a used condition. So you can find it for brand new by going to Buy Soundtracks, and you spell Soundtracks, S-O-U-N-D-T-R-A-X, buysoundtracks.com, 1995 American there. As I said, one of Eric Wolfgang Korngold's best scores. Well, we take a quick break, but when we return, we will listen to music by composer Dmitri Tiomkin. We'll feature a suite from his score to Lost Horizon, as well as music from The Guns of Navarone, The Big Sky, and Search for Paradise. You're listening to Cinematic Sounds Tribute to conductor Charles Gerhardt and his recordings with the National Philharmonic Orchestra. You're listening to it right here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio, and we'll be right back right after this.
C101.5 FM.
Welcome back to Cinematic Sound, heard here on C101.5 FM, Mohawk College Radio. My name is Eric Woods, and on today's program, we are listening to music conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. This is part two of our four-part tribute to the late great conductor Charles Gerhardt. Next score we're going to listen to comes from a disc called Dmitri Tiomkin or Lost Horizon, the classic film scores of Dmitri Tiomkin, and we're going to feature for you first music from Lost Horizon. Now, composer Dmitri Tiomkin won four Oscars for his film scores, and it was rightfully so. Thoroughly trained in the classical idiom, he easily was able to provide with the greatest imagination and mastery whatever music was needed for films. Lost Horizon was Dmitri Tiomkin's first score in 1937, and it is his grandest. Sessions for the extended suite heard here were the most expensive for any project done for the classic film scores series. There were extra players required for the mammoth percussion, as well as one of the largest choruses for any classic film score recording. It is quite spectacular, to say the least. And after hearing this suite, Lost Horizon has become one of my favorite scores of all time, and we're going to feature for you right now three tracks from a wonderful suite that is available in four tracks right off the top of this CD. We're going to feature for you the prelude, riding sequence, and the bell sequence, and finale. This is music from the 1937 film called Lost Horizon, music composed by Dmitri Tiomkin, again conducted by Charles Gerhardt, and performed brilliantly by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. That was music from Dmitri Tiomkin's brilliant 1937 score to the film Lost Horizon. You heard in there three tracks from a six-track suite, which was conducted by Charles Gerhardt and performed by the National Philharmonic Orchestra. Again, that comes off an album called Lost Horizon, the classic film scores of Dmitri Tiomkin. On today's program, we're listening to the works of conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and their re-recordings of film music from the late 60s throughout the 70s and into the 1980s. And we are listening to music by Dmitri Tiomkin right now. What we're going to feature for you before we finish this hour is a couple of three short suites from other Tiomkin scores, such as the 1961 film called The Guns of Navarone. This was the Carl Foreman film and features a strong military theme that is proud, bold, and upbeat in character and style. The theme is so addictive that I guarantee that you'll be humming it for days. We're then going to move on to the last track on the album called, it's actually from the film Search for Paradise, and we'll listen to the choral finale. And this score is definitely proud and majestic, and it is a perfect way to end off the disc. And if we have time, we'll feature the love scene in the barn from the 1956 film called Friendly Persuasion. And now, more music by composer Dmitri Tiomkin, featuring conductor Charles Gerhardt and the National Philharmonic Orchestra. This is music from The Guns of Navarone, Search for Paradise, and Friendly Persuasion. We'll be right back.
Thank you.